Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or you can reach me anytime I just lost. Tim, it's pretty interesting when you lose your place and you're going just speaking off the top of your head, right? Remember, that's the number call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a finance planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. If you're a regular listener, you know that there's always something in the Ron Siegel Radio world to celebrate. Today, I looked it up. It is, wow. There's a couple of them that we might look into today. National Bootleggers Day. I guess that might be an interesting issue. January 17th is the birthday of Templeton rye whiskey bootlegger Al Capone, and the son of another bootlegger, Merle Kirchhoff, came up with that one. And it is also National Buttered Rum Day today. Okay, just give me a vodka martini, 3 blue cheese olives, please, and we will call it a day. That'll be very acceptable. Taking a look at the markets this morning, what are they doing again? Up 187 points as we speak is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Oil, $63.99 per barrel. Obviously, we want to look and see what is happening in Taxifornia, because we know in Taxifornia we're going to be paying a lot more than that. Just saw today a listing or a commentary from a friend on Facebook. Holy cow, $386 was his Taxifornia auto registration. Not a very big car, wasn't like it was a Rolls Royce or a massive vehicle. $386. My son has a Nissan Altima. I think his was in the 300s as well. Thank you, Governor Brown. Thank you, Taxifornia. And thank you for those who vote in the state of confusion. But let's look at the gas prices. AAA national average as of this morning, $2.534 for a gallon of gasoline right here in Taxifornia. Looking around, trying to find out where we can get the cheapest gasoline at around the country. Generally, it's out there in the south. We'll see the southwest. Texas, $2.27.9. They are the winner today. Okay, so that would be Texas. In Taxifornia, though, we are at $3.17.5. Pretty close to, 90 cents a gallon more than in Texas. 90 cents a gallon. Taxifornia, thank you very much. We appreciate all those taxes. If you are an automobile driver here in Taxifornia, that's where your money's going to. Taxes, are you getting that much value for the money? Just a curious question there. You don't have to answer that, just a rhetorical. Let's look at the bond market, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, up 2 basis points, not a whole heck of a lot. We're at 256 right now. And that is the yield. Remember, yield is not the same as the price of the bond. When we look at the 30-year Fannie Mae 3.5% coupon, we're looking at the bond. That bond is down 14 basis points. That's like 1/8 of a point. 1/8 of a percentage point, down 14 basis points. Whenever the bond price goes down, the yield or the interest rate is going up. So that is the issue right there. If you have been involved in this craziness over Bitcoin, probably not too happy right now. There's a lot of people over the holidays that were thrilled with Bitcoin. And they're talking about a $16,000 price on Bitcoin over the holidays. Well, if you invested then, you've lost almost half your money because now it's at $10,000. Stock market up, Bitcoin down. Is it someplace you really want to be? Now, we haven't had this much excitement, and when I talk about excitement, it's a measurable number. We're talking about a measurable number here. We're not looking at emotions, but when we look at the bulls versus bears on the Dow Jones and in the stock market, we haven't seen this much excitement in the market since the mid-80s. Do you remember what happened in the mid-80s? Yeah, that was about the exact same time that we had the tax cuts, the Reagan tax cuts. So we've got the Trump tax cuts spurring on the market. Then we had the Reagan tax cuts similarly. Does history repeat itself? No, but it kind of mirrors there, or it kind of follows along. Now, if that's the case, what happened in October of 1987? October 1987, I think, is that when we had the crash in the stock market? That was a Black Monday, October 19th, 1987. Now, the market then dropped 508 points. Now, we look at that yesterday. I believe there was like a 400-point swing in the market, but 508 points. That was a 22.61% drop in the market. If we had a 22.61% drop in today's market with a 25, almost 26,000-point market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 26,000 roughly. I know it's not exactly 26,000. But let's see what a 22.1% drop would mean. That would be 5,746 points. Do you think, heck, even the fake news, they might cover that if that happened in the market. Now, do I believe that'll happen? No, there's circuit breakers in place that have been put in over the years to try and protect from something like that. And I'm not going to go into all of the areas where these circuit breakers are. But there's circuit breakers in place that give people time to cool down, to give the program trading to halt that program trading, which would take place. But I'm just saying, be careful out there. Watch the markets.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Whenever we start seeing times when the markets are overheated, when we see times when there is unbelievable exuberance, when the talk around the water cooler is what's happening in the market or what's happening with Bitcoin, that's generally a leading indicator to start watching out, to start hedging your bets, hedging your investments. And I'll share with you that our friend Todd Halterman has an interesting alternative. I have no vested interest at all. I just talked to Todd. We're good friends. And I watched some of the things that he's doing. And think about this. You know, the market, you know, I spoke to Al Manfrey over the weekend and chatting with him. He's watching with some of the things that he's doing. Double-digit increases. And boy, that's great. Whenever you see double-digit increases, people are always excited about that. But just remember one thing. Whenever you're looking at double-digit increases in investments, those same investments can offer double-digit losses. That's not what you want. So be careful of that option there. Whenever you have one side, the other side is an option. So hedge. That's why we look at interest in items similar to what Al Manfrey's offering, where they protect on the downside. You look at other options like what Todd Halterman has available, where it has a fixed rate of return, where you're looking at a preferred outside of the markets, outside of the bond market, outside of the stock market, where you're not looking at market risk. It has what they call a negative beta. That's where you're getting some of – now, does that bring down your total return? Probably. If you're diversified, that's the idea. The whole idea of diversification is so that you don't have to worry all the time, so that you can sleep at night. If you have a part of your market, of your portfolio that has a fixed return of 6, well, now is there guarantees? No. The only thing that I can ever tell you is guaranteed – is, and this is just a legal issue, U.S. Treasuries. Those are what they call a guaranteed investment vehicle. So you could go and buy the 10-year Treasury and expect a 2.56 return on that. And they say, according to the SEC, when you go and get your licensing, that you can call a U.S. Treasury as a guaranteed return. But you know something? The other items, you can get safe, secure returns that you just don't call them guaranteed. Just a thought right there. So be careful of what you're doing. Hedge your bets. I like the idea of hedging. That way, whenever you're hedging, the big issue is you're trying to say, okay, if the markets go up outrageously, I'm going to share just a portion of it. If the markets go down outrageously, I might share just a portion of it. You don't want to be fully exposed. That's the whole issue right there. That's how you protect yourself. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll get into the news of the day. First-time buyers put down less than 6%. We'll talk about that. And we're going to cover some of the items that we bypassed yesterday. If you missed our broadcast yesterday on human trafficking, it was a fascinating discussion. I learned a lot from the commentary that I received back. A lot of other folks learned a lot. So check that out. It's on our YouTube channel, Ron Siegel 1, or you can check it out here on Facebook as well and on our website, ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90. Good morning, Tom, Scott, Tim. Good to see you, buddy. Trying to do a little branding here. I know that you're the branding guru of the world, so hopefully I've learned some stuff from you. It's great information, as always, that you share with individuals. Larry, Gina, Christopher, Christina, glad to see all of you with us. And as always, we're glad to have Mitchell with us as well. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Hey, go out there and text Toolkit to 79564. Find the Toolkit. Get your copy of the ultimate home finance toolkit. Text Toolkit to 79564. Again, it's totally free, service of Ron Siegel, or compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. Interesting information. I just saw this report this morning. 61% of first-time buyers put down less than 6%. That is according to the National Association of Realtors' latest Realtors Confidence Index. 61% of first-time buyers purchased their homes with down payments below 6%. That's going from October 2016 through November 2017. Many potential home buyers believe that a 20% down payment is necessary to buy a home and have disqualified themselves without even trying. It is amazing how many folks I speak with on a regular basis and say, I don't believe that I can qualify for a house. Really? What do you know about it? Have you ever tried? You know, I talked to my neighbor. Well, how many loans, how many people has your neighbor helped get a new house? Well, they bought one 20 years ago. Okay, well, in 2008, the market changed. There was a huge difference in what's happened in the market since that time. So you really don't want to go with that information. How about talking to somebody who does 5, 10, 15, 20 loans a month? Maybe there's some other ways. Not that they know every answer. I don't ever suggest or submit that anybody knows every answer. My suggestion is, and I submit to you, that the more loans somebody does, maybe they've got some experience. Maybe they've navigated some hurdles. So when you disqualify yourselves without even trying, it just doesn't make any sense to me. The median down payment for all buyers in 2017, all buyers, not just first-time buyers, all buyers, 10%. And again, that percentage drops to 6% for first-time buyers. Zillow senior economist Aaron Terrazas' recent comments shed light on why buyer demand has remained strong. I quote, looking into 2018, rent is expected to continue gaining. More widespread rent growth could mean home buying demand stay high as renters who can afford it move away from the unpredictability of rising rents toward the relative stability of a monthly mortgage payment instead, unquote. We know that rents, they're going up, 4% every year? I think it's actually 4.2%. That's a national number. Your neighborhood could be higher. Do you know what the increase is in a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from year to year? Yeah, you're right. It is absolutely, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Can we get a drum roll, though? Yeah, the number is zero. Your mortgage payment will not increase at all on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. Now, your homeowners association, that's not controlled by the mortgage. Your property taxes, that's not controlled by the mortgage. Insurance, not controlled by the mortgage. Your forced savings, that is a big benefit that comes with the mortgage. So think about some of those things. It's no surprise, rents rising, that more first-time buyers are taking advantage of low-down payment mortgage options to secure their monthly housing costs and finally attain their dream homes. Down payment assistance programs, they are on the market. Veterans, you pay absolutely no down payment. If you got a great real estate agent, they might even be able to help you get into the property, into your own home, with absolutely nothing out of pocket. Think if you're renting, did you have to make, or are you looking at making some sort of a startup costs, right? You have to pay a first month's rent, security deposit. You're not looking at that if you're buying your own house. Vets, let's get you a home. If you are one of the many first-time buyers who is not sure if you qualify for a low-down payment mortgage, let's chat about it. Get yourself, just go out and get I've shared it with you, the Ultimate Home Finance Toolkit, totally free. Get that toolkit. Start on your road to home ownership. That's where we really want you to be. We want you to own your own home because we know what that's going to do for you. It's going to get you an increase in net worth, about 45 times more net worth if you own your own home than if you are a renter. And you are paying rent or a mortgage anywhere. Either you're paying your own mortgage or you're paying somebody else's mortgage. But think about some of these numbers, and I share this one with you. I've used this example several times recently. A $430,000 purchase price of a home, $430,000. You do that in the state of California. You do that in the county of Riverside. You do that with a down payment assistance. There are several programs out there. Let's compare that to $2,500 a month in rent. Just compare $2,500 a month in rent. Riverside County annual increase forecast is 5.9% for the coming year. Will it be 5.9? I have no idea. But that's what the projected number is. Now, let's say that you are a veteran and you get a full the full amount alone, $430,000. And we're just going to throw some numbers in there so we can see what this does for you. But let's just say that we're looking at $430,000 loan and purchase price. And we're not going to even throw a whole lot into their homeowner's insurance. You're probably going to be talking about $50 a month in homeowner's insurance. And yes, you've got some maintenance in there. So we have to deal with that as well. Let's look at a 10-year hold period, because 10 years is what we're holding now. That's where the average numbers are right now, is a 10-year hold period. And we're just going with historical appreciation, and we're using the basic tax rate, and we're using a married couple here. Okay, so let's just look at all of those different numbers. What is it going to do for you? So the cash flow over 10 years, you're going to be $66,000 ahead by using that no down payment or low down payment option, $66,131 ahead. You're going to have a $209,000 projected appreciation using that 4.04% historical rate of return. That's 42 years historical rate of return. We're not even using what they're talking about for next year. And through amortization, you're going to add $88,000 to your net worth. We're not going to even throw any tax benefit in there just because we're going to look and assume that under the new tax plan, you get no benefit. That the standard deduction is going to be better for you than the mortgage interest deduction. Put all of those things together, and you're looking at that $209,000 gain through appreciation, $88,000 equity appreciation right there. Holy cow, you're $318,000 ahead. $318,145. Is the appreciation, that's the net gain in net wealth by going through the purchase process instead of trying to rent. $318,000. That's $31,000, almost $32,000 a year. Now, if we look at that $32,000 a year and we say that, okay, we're probably looking at a $70,000 household income, two income earners, the median household income, right around $70,000. That's like adding a third income to your household. And you didn't have to go to work for it. You didn't have to be away from your family for it. Think about that. That's Riverside County. Now, if you're in Orange County, your numbers are probably going to be a little bit better than that. If you would like to see what rent-to-own means for you, a buy versus rent comparison, all you need to do is send our team. We'll put together this one-page chart for you. It's a one-page. It takes about 5 minutes to do it. All you need to do is send ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Send us the purchase price you're looking at, what the rent you're comparing to, and the county that you're looking in. And we'll get you a buy versus rent comparison totally free. And you can see, because in this case, a $430,000 purchase gives you a gain of $318,000 in net worth in 10 years. Now, yes, I did give you all the assumptions, but look at these different options for you. They help you out. Does it mean anything? Does your situation, do I have a vested interest in your situation? No. My interest is helping people. I do this broadcast every morning because I like the idea of educating. The guests I have that come on here with the anticipation of educating. Let's look when we come back about what the market is like. And we'll just use Riverside, California. We use the Coachella Valley, Riverside, Inland Empire areas, all for your information on this. We don't always just stick with Orange County, but we do get that in there as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Don't forget to get that Ultimate Home Finance Toolkit totally free. Ultimate Home Finance Toolkit. Text toolkit to 79564. Our team will get that off to you right away. And when we come back, how to talk to a credit bureau when paying down credit card debt. What do you focus on? Are you focused on the right items? And credit score changes in the mortgage market, how will that affect your home buying opportunity? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT, you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Your credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to go to the website, CreditSanitizer.com, log into the site, create your own username and password. And when you do that, or not the username, put in your email address. I'm sorry. Just put in your email address there, and you're going to get some information once a week from us with different credit scoring tips. Credit scoring tips. Once a week, they'll come out to you. You can do some of the work on your own on that site, but then the other option is if you need some help, if you want to have a professional help you with growing your credit score, increasing your credit score. Now, how do we increase your credit score? A lot of folks say, well, you can't do that. Well, you use the law. The law is there to protect people. And one of the issues that comes up is everybody's credit report is wrong. I haven't seen one that's completely accurate. And I've seen folks with credit scores as high as 834, a perfect in the FICO world, not the FACO or the Vantage world, but a perfect in the FICO world is 850. I've seen as high as an 834, and I still saw errors on that report. And I've been looking at reports since the 80s, and I've never, ever seen a report that did not contain errors. So what makes us think that you don't have errors as well? Think about that concept. Now, when you get rid of the errors, in many instances, your score goes up. Because for some reason, and I don't understand it, but
I got a bad feeling about this.
I got a bad feeling that the only errors that they have on there, or the majority of the errors, are things that have a negative effect on your credit report. What kind of errors do I see? Well, I see incorrect addresses, more moves than are legitimate, that the credit cards that you have, they don't show the correct amount of time that the credit card has been opened. All of those things are errors that have an effect on your score. We saw one the other day that had a mortgage on there that was for a completely unrelated party. We saw that just recently. We've seen where the reports are mixed. So you've got John Smith, and there's maybe one or two more John Smiths in the same county as you or same city as you, and they all get onto the same report. All those are errors that we see. So you got to make sure your report is correct on a regular basis. Now, I see all kinds of other issues also about paying down credit debt and what you should be focused on when you're paying down your credit card debt. And again, I share this with you, again, just because everybody has an opinion on it. The answer to what you should pay down and how you should pay down your credit card debt, the real answer to that is, it depends. What does it depend on? Well, it depends on your goal. What are you trying to accomplish? If you're trying to just get out of debt, well, the quickest way to do that is to make minimum payments on all your cards and extra money you put toward those cards that have the highest interest rates. Now, some say, look at the highest APR. I don't care about APRs. I'm more concerned with interest rate because that's what's coming out of your pocket all the time. APR can be manipulated, and I'm not going to get into that. I could do a whole issue or a whole show on how to manipulate legally an APR. If you're in the lending business, if you're in the real estate world, you can make the APR say a lot of different things because there's certain areas of it that are not standard. So if it's not standard, those who understand the APR can make it work to their effect or to their benefit. So I don't get into that part of it too much. I want to know, here's the thing that's important to me is Benjamin Franklin. How many of them have to come out of your pocket to make your obligations every single month? Now, if you are looking to just get out of debt, if that's your goal, well, then what you want to do is pay the credit cards that put the most money toward the credit card that has the largest interest rate on it. Pay that off. Go to the next one. Do not close that first one. Now, if you like Dave Ramsey, he says pay off the smallest ones first because then you get to fool yourself and you start seeing that your debts are going down quicker. Okay, so that's fine too because because what's happened is you've paid off a credit card. Now, Ramsey says once you pay it off, close the credit card. Hogwash. That does not make sense. That is not a good strategy. Okay, so don't do that. Now, if you are looking to try and maximize your credit score, maybe you're thinking about buying a house or a car in the next 3 to 6 months. The issue, your goal is to maximize your credit score. How do you maximize the credit score? Well, you start looking at your debt utilization ratio. And I swear I did not mean to swear. I know there's some folks I'm watching who's online with us right now. Ratios, fractions, we don't want to talk about that, right? So how do we deal with that part of it? How do we get, what is the debt utilization ratio? Well, the debt utilization ratio is very simple. You take the amount you owe, divide that by your credit limit. That tells you the amount you've used. So if you have I'm going to use a simple number. You have a $1,000 limit. You have $900 is what you owe on it. So you've got 90% used. 900 divided by 1,000 gives you 90%. Okay, so that gives your ratio. That's 90% utilization. There are breaks. If you understand the FICO algorithm, you know what to look for. Now, what you're doing in this instance and how to pay down that credit card debt is you want to make sure that you get that debt ratios down to what the breaks are. So the first thing we want to do is get all of your cards down below seven. First off, if you've maxed out, get them all below the 100% limit. That's a big, big killer on your credit score. The next thing you want to do, get them below 70%. So work all of them down so that you've got less than 70% utilization ratio. The next goal is 50% and then 30% and then 10%. Keep working them down. And as soon as you can get them all below there, on the statement closing date, not the payment due date. The payment due date is irrelevant for the ratio for this part of it. Now, do you want to make sure your payments are done on time? Always, because that's another big component of your credit score. Make sure you get the payments made on time. But when you get the ratios down and you understand how these ratios work, well, then you can start maximizing your credit score based on your utilization. Now, the utilization, you don't want to close a credit card. When you close the credit card, that affects your utilization. We don't want to affect that. We want our utilization to be low. We want the age, the amount of length of time that we've had those credit cards to be as long as possible. That's going to help our credit scores. The higher the credit score, the lower your interest rate will be. Now, I said to you a minute ago, I'm not as concerned about the payment due date as I am the statement closing date, because that's when the credit cards report. They don't report at the payment due date. They report at the statement closing date. So you want to make sure that you go online about a week before the statement closing date, find out what your balance is, and get a payment in and posted before that statement due date, the largest payment that you can make. Depending upon which one of the strategies I just shared with you that you're trying to accomplish. And again, it just depends on you. What are you trying to do? When you know what you're trying to do, then we can help you get there. I can't draw a map for you if I don't know where you are and where you want to go. Doesn't work. You go to the mall and you have a map that says, okay, walk this way, but you don't tell it where you're trying to get. Are you going to ever get there? No. Same scenario. We need to know where you are, where you want to go, and then we can help you in accomplishing that goal. But you've got these different strategies. Is it to pay the cards off? Is it to get a new year, maximize your credit score? Or is it to just fool yourself so you see incremental benefits like in the Dave Ramsey method? All of those are options. All of them are viable. They all make sense to a certain degree. And you just have to know what you want to do. Other than the fact that we know that you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, and I am discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. How to talk to the credit bureau, credit scoring changes, and the real estate report card. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Amen.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage or the first mortgage, buying your first home, Gold Star, they're the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, Gold Star Mortgage. They've got it. You need it. Let's chat. I'll put you in touch with the right people to help you out with that program right there. Credit scoring changes in the mortgage market could increase home ownership opportunities is the thought of the day. I did listen the other morning, very early, a couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week. We were looking at some commentary from Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan. And he's talking about changing in the scoring model and how it could benefit some individuals in buying homes. Part of the problem is the Dodd-Frank Act. And I know that was President Obama and Elizabeth Warren's deal was to get this Dodd-Frank Act in place. And they've been really watching it and really manipulating individuals. And they've made it very, very difficult for local lenders and some of the side lenders. They're the non-traditional lenders to be active in the market. What do I mean by non-traditional lenders? The lenders that are going to help, that are going to review, and common sense, I guess, is the right terminology. The common sense lender. That's the lender that looks at somebody's financial statements, especially a self-employed individual, an attorney, a doctor, a real estate professional, CPA, these different individuals, they look at their tax returns, they look at their financial statements, and say, you know something, I see what they're doing. They're making, their business is paying for everything possible, so their individual income is less than what it might be for a more traditional W-2 income earner. But what ends up happening is, because of guidelines, that self-employed individual, that the business owner or professional, they're not able to get a loan even though they're very, very well qualified. Well, according to some of these different models they're looking at, it might make it a little easier. But you look and say, okay, well, Dodd-Frank came back and said that we need to tighten up the lending guidelines. And the idea was, they didn't want to have what they thought were, there might have been collusion between appraisers and lenders. They don't want to have that, which nobody wants the conclusion, collusion. Nobody wants the bad actors in the marketplace. But the issue is there's always some sort of unintended consequences. And that's what we really worry about, is the unintended consequences that come about in some of these different issues. Now, when we look at the classic FICO, or the FICO that most people are dealing with on their credit reports, the problem with that situation is not the credit scoring process. That's not where the problem comes in. The problem with those models is the lenders themselves, the investors themselves, Fannie Mae, the government-sponsored entities. Why would they be the problem, you might be asking? Well, here's the issue. When we're dealing with those groups, they, even though the Bureau, the FICO, comes and says, okay, we're going to make changes to our model and make it better, well, the bureaus, the government-sponsored entities, they're looking and saying, okay, well, Equifax is using FICO 5, and Experian might be using FICO 9, and TransUnion might be using FICO 10, and the current version might be FICO 12. We'll be saying, like, do you want to use Windows XP for your computer? You know, it's still going to work, but it's not the latest and greatest, and the corrections and the errors and the security have not been updated. So that's where the problem comes in when you start looking at some of these alternatives. Is it bad? Well, if you go to a non-regulated model, do you think that we're going to have less in the way of unintended consequences? That's where the big issue comes in, is you want to minimize the unintended consequences. You get a bunch of cowboys out there, you may end up with a little bit of problem. So altering the model might help in the short run. What's it going to do in the long run? That's the big issue there. So be careful of what you ask for. Again, it's always those unintended consequences. Now, who benefits from going to this method? Well, right now, FICO is the industry standard. They're the only ones that is used. If you open it up for anybody that wants to be out there, the banks and lending institutions all save money. You get competition in there. So the FICO scores, or the credit scores, because it wouldn't be a true FICO, the credit scores start going up, but they're not par. They're not uniform. So just because you've got an 800 FICO or an 800, I shouldn't use FICO because that would be the standard one. Just because you have an 800 credit score, if FICO's using a different model than what Vantage uses, or the FICO scores are using, well, then what happens is lenders start saying, well, I'm not going to use any of those because they're not uniform. There's not a baseline to say, okay, we understand what you're trying to accomplish. You end up with a bigger problem. That, again, that goes back to unintended consequences of using some of these different models. So that's just part of it right there. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gar Mortgage. Get that fast pass loan approval. We've seen instances where you're saving $10,000 to maybe $50,000 on the purchase of a new home because you're going in as a cash buyer. Your real estate professional can check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. If your real estate professional doesn't know what box J4 is, then you got to be careful there too. Let's look at some news of the day. Checking through the news for you. There are a handful of Democrat and Republican senators worked out a framework of a deal that would allow DACA beneficiaries to remain in the country. You're probably not seeing that on the news today. White House has not agreed to the deal. The White House, President Trump, has insisted that any deal must also end chain migration and transform the diversity lottery visa, pay for the border wall. Well, Democrats don't like that idea. They want to get just give everybody amnesty, get everybody in the in some way or another. So there's still a variance there. Looking at Friday being the shutdown of the government if they can't get a funding bill in place. Again, the Republicans, they're out there. They're going to fund the Children's Health Insurance Program with this temporary spending bill. They're also looking at some tweaks to Obamacare, but they say DACA has to be dealt with separately. It's too big an issue to throw all under one umbrella. The Democrats don't like that idea. They're saying that DACA has to be part of spending. So they're fighting with one another. Doesn't that really surprise somebody? I doubt it. Probably anybody that follows anything that goes on in Washington looks like, understands. Just a consistent, the one thing that's consistent about Washington is the
surprise.
They don't get along. They don't work together. They don't do our work, the people's work. Just the way it is. Again, the Democrats are not on board with the president's. Did you watch yesterday that Cory Booker? Holy cow, screaming and yelling at the DHS secretary. I can't imagine how she just sat there and listened to Booker putting on that show. Wonder if that was a reality show. But he's got presidential ambitions. So anything that the White House says, he's going to do the exact opposite of. Doesn't want to fund the government. Doesn't want to pay for the military. Doesn't want the child insurance program. All of those things are normally issues that the Democrats will go along with. But holy cow, Booker. I mean, if you see some pictures of Booker from yesterday, just amazing the rage. He was there and scream at this lady from DHS. Unbelievable. Talk about rude, huh? Again, wants to paint immigrants, legal or illegal, as models of hard work and family values. Most of the time, but in newly released numbers show that immigrants are also responsible for a disproportionate share of crime and terror. Criminologist John Lott found that Dreamers make up 8% of Arizona's prison population, four times their proportion of the general population. So they're 2% of the total population in Arizona, yet 8% in the prison. Really? Also, Department of Homeland Security reports that 73% of individuals arrested on international terrorism charges in the USA since 9/11 were born outside the United States. That seemed like it would tie into protecting us a little better, giving them the authority to do what we want them to do. Just a thought right there. Hey, and the fake news awards, they're coming out from the president, but apparently there is a delay in their PricewaterhouseCoopers. They handle the Academy Awards also. They might be still tabulating the votes. Yeah, just a thought right there. Apparently, I've been going back and forth on social media with some folks about this Stormy Daniels issue. Now it comes out that CNN says that Fox News sat on the report. Well, apparently, Fox says they didn't sit on the report. They were just trying to verify it, something that CNN is not used to doing. They don't understand the idea of verifying news before they just present it. Well, that's amazing how it is. And CNN, the Clinton News Network, Cannabis News Network, their Jim Acosta prides himself on being the biggest thorn in President Trump's side. Well, he got into it with the president yesterday. He was kicked out of the Oval Office. Probably does a lot of good that way for his network and for his audience, but that's what happened. That's what he did. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.